So I live, eat, breathe the Shopify online store, but there's an entire in-person component to it as well that we just don't discuss on the show because in my line of work since August 2011, as a Shopify partner, I just have not had the chance to play with point of sale myself in that time. And I get questions about it and I say, oh, I'm so sorry. I just don't know. And so it's time we talked about, did something about Shopify point of sale. And so it turns out there's a Shopify merchant who's a local institution that's just 5 minutes from my office, Shally Nursery in Skokie, Illinois. Family-owned business, this huge garden center, really nice, just kind of a local institution. And I went over there and I talked to Lawson Thalman. He manages digital and he talked me through how they're using Shopify's point of sale system in practice, those features and what that experience has been like, because it's getting updates. It keeps getting stronger over time. And now it can do some really neat stuff. Like customers can tap to pay with Shop Pay and then it'll auto populate their email address and be like, hey, did you want to get a digital receipt? Did you want to subscribe to marketing? It can use the same in rules returns that your online store can. It's starting to sound pretty attractive to me, if I'm honest. And so I've got the real deal experience with Lawson. Lawson, let's hear it.
All right. So tell me, who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Lawson Thalman. I'm the CTO of Shally, and I'm proud to say that Shally is my family's business. So started by my great-grandfather in 1917. We do landscape services as well as a garden center. So on the landscape side, we do design, build, all the way through to maintenance, mowing your lawn, all those kinds of things. And then on the garden center side, that's what we'll talk about more today. That's our retail store. So our main retail location is here in Wilmette, where you're joining me here today. Thanks for coming on by down the street from your office.
Yeah, awesome. It turns out you're a mile and a half from my office, which was that was convenient. In Chalet, they've been around over a century, local institution. So when did you become CTO? How long have you been at this?
Well, I became CTO somewhat recently. That was a change in titles of how we did things. But I've been looking after the technology for Chalet for 7 years now. So it was at that time that I joined the family business, even though I started in seventh grade as, you know, doing odd jobs, just learning about the business and learning about working in general. But the first project that I took on 7 years ago was Shopify and selling plants online, which was a crazy concept at the time. Or the garden center industry is a little bit behind the retail industry at large. And so we were innovative in selling plants online, but that brought us into the Shopify ecosystem. I've implemented all kinds of technology throughout the business, but what we're here to talk about today is Shopify POS. So I guess we can fast forward to 2021, which is when that all started to happen. We were previously on a system in which we were trying to do some functionality around mobile POS. And so it's the mobile POS as well as the omni-channel capabilities that really pushed us to Shopify POS around that time.
What's mobile POS?
Good question. So long and short of it is the ability to ring up POS orders on an iPhone or an iPad. So the ability to just walk around with the device as your... So it really provides flexibility in your selling environment. So why that's important to us is that we have 90,000 square feet of selling space, both outdoors and indoors, with our wide variety of products that we sell. So outdoor plants, indoor plants, gardening supplies, home and holiday decor, and pet supplies. And we'll have 15 salespeople at the height of our season selling between 30,000 and 40,000 different SKUs. So
quite the catalog.
Yeah. So it highlights the need to have these 15 salespeople looking up inventory on behalf of our customers for a wide selection to try to find the right product for them. And I remember in back in the old days with our legacy system. This was waiting in line for one of the handful of computers that we have in our sales office, and the customer waiting in line with them to try to look up inventory, try to find it for them. So that happened for way too long. I mean, for most of Chalet's history, really. But we, in recent years, said, you know what? There has to be a better way. It's 2021. At the time, there has to be a better way. So we tried to do it with our legacy system, and it just was not working. And it was at the height of our frustration at that point that Shopify came out and they said, we have the all-new Shopify POS or something to that effect. And Shopify had a POS system before, but you know, whatever they did, it was mostly marketing, or maybe they made some changes, but it did elevate the POS system. And they created enough noise where we had to look at it. We said, hey, you know, let's give it a shot. And so for a while there, we used two different POS systems as we were testing out Shopify POS, and it immediately just gave us that mobile selling capability that we were looking for. And it was a game changer from that perspective. And the omni-channel capabilities started to flow from there. I know omni-channel is an overused buzzword, but it is meaningful for us from a system standpoint to have the online side and the in-store side joined together.
I think it's a buzzword right up until you actually have an omni-channel environment.
That's right.
Because you're selling, I mean, this thing is the size of a big box store, but spread further out. And so you've got an indoors and outdoors. And so everybody, the staff who's walking the floor, if a customer has a question, they can look up, hey, yes, we've got that available, and this is the price.
That's right.
And that was like the big pain point that you solved.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And more we're trying to say, where is that in store?
And so they have an online store that Shopify powers, sell plants direct?
That's correct, yeah. So that brought us into the Shopify world 7 years ago. So, but it wasn't until 2021 that we launched the POS side for Shopify.
All right, I get why you want to enable this feature and like what the pain point is that it's solving. How did that change business or how you conduct it, either like impact or, you know, day-to-day operations?
Yeah, so just the pure ability for sales staff to walk around with an iPhone and reference the inventory was a game changer. But then the extension of that is once you've settled on all the products that you'd want to purchase, typically send them to the register where a long line would form. Could be 30 plus people, could take 20 plus minutes. And that's obviously not a great customer experience. So the fact that you have this POS system in your hand with iPhones, with the sales team, they're able to ring the customer up right then and there. You're able to take the credit card information, send them on their way with a great experience.
This sounds high tech. I mean, this is like at the Apple store, except we're at a garden center. We're buying bushes.
That's right.
That's very cool. All right, so we've got high tech garden center on the level of the Apple store. And is there anything unique or atypical about how you've implemented POS over how someone might typically do it?
Yeah, so today what Shopify has is they're set up with a POS Go device. And that was a long time in the making. So over the course of us being on Shopify POS, they had various iterations of different approaches about how to set up the hardware. So when you're talking about Shopify hardware, or POS hardware in general, you need the actual device itself. So in our case, we have 10 iPads that constitute your register that you queue up behind and then go through just like your grocery store or what have you. And then we have 15 iPhones for all of our sales staff that are all around the store at any given time. And then from there, what you need is a barcode scanner. That's particularly important for us with our many products and different kinds of barcodes that need to be scanned. And there might be 30 products that are rung up for one customer, and you want to be able to do that very quickly. And then you've got to be able to take the credit card payment. So Shopify has provided those devices either themselves or through partners like Socket Mobile on the barcode scanning side. And we went through a lot of different steps, a lot of different trials and errors with how to set that up. So we've tried having one of Shopify's tap and chip case. So tap and chip is our card reader, and that a case that fit, I believe, as late as the iPhone 8. And so we were running on iPhone 8s for a while, but by the time that was starting to fall apart and we needed a new iPhone, they didn't have a new solution for it. But we were using a external barcode scanner. And so now all of a sudden you have two hands that are being used, that you need a third one for holding the product and handling that. And now all of a sudden you need a fourth one because we need another external card reader. So it became unwieldy, you know, as we went. But Shopify, around the same time that they launched this POS Go device, also launched what's called the Tap to Pay on iPhone. So that was game-changing for us. So we tried the POS Go, but we also tried this Tap to Pay on iPhone, and that ended up working better for us because what that allowed us to do is have the all-in-one solution that the POS Go device provides with our, you know, imagine the sales team with one hand being able to hold an iPhone that has the ability to pay directly on the iPhone. I'm telling you, this is one of those situations where if you're a tech geek, you just see that and you're like, that's magic. I had to run into the next room and find the next person I can find to say, look what I can do. It even shows a nice graphic and so da-da-da-da, you know, once you pay with the iPhone. So very cool. And then Socket Mobile, a partner of Shopify, provides a case for the iPhone 14, which is the device that you need for that tap-to-pay functionality. And that provided the barcode scanner that can be held within the case itself. So now...
So I get a case. Mm-hmm. The case has the barcode reader in it. I assume it is a laser. Yeah. I want to add lasers to my phone. That sounds fun.
Right.
And then I use... The phone has NFC built into it, so I can use my tap to pay, my Apple wallet
right,
to pay. What do you do about the receipt?
The receipt we can print. In the situation with the sales team, we typically push them towards the email receipt, which is an awesome capability that Shopify has. But we do have receipt printers that connect with Bluetooth in the case that they need it. Well, we definitely, I'm surprised by the amount of customers that still need a paper receipt. But
they don't trust the... Because it says that they do one-tap digital receipts now.
That's right. And that was definitely...
What's that look like?
You tap the screen and they get an email.
So it knows... like when you pay, it knows who you are?
Yeah, well, that's the other functionality that they just launched. So we have a very robust rewards program. So we have a lot of customers in our database. So... Typically, it's, oh, hi, I'm, you know, Kathy Jones or what have you. We pull up their customer account, ring it up, and then it's a quick tap to send the email with the receipt and even a text as well. But if they're not in our rewards program already, that's where that the functionality, I don't know what the name of it is, but basically the Shop Pay,
I think.
Yeah, Shop Pay customer account. So to the extent that they've shopped on any Shopify site anywhere in the world, which the likelihood is that most people have at this point, they would have the email ready to go. So if they process a transaction, at the very end, it says, hey, we have this customer's email. Do you want to add it to their rewards program, to our rewards program? And one tap, and we can do that. This is a game changer because if you have been a cashier before... You'd understand that, you know, you might have someone that comes in with a crazy name and their, you know, firstname.lastname@gmail.com. And like, can you spell that for me? And you're kind of typing it out and it takes a long time to type it out. And if you miss one letter in the name, the customer is not going to get that important, you know, it might be a delivery order. So they might not get that important information about when their delivery is scheduled and when it's coming. And they're not going to be a repeat customer because they're not going to get any of our marketing emails after that because it's just going to bounce because it's the email is invalid. So it cuts time at the register, and it adds to our, you know, data integrity and all that because we have lots and lots of duplicate customers in our system just because of mistyped email. It seems simple, but it is a game changer.
So I saw in the Shopify announcements, I'm going to have you break it down for me. One of the things they mentioned was something about returns or return policy integration. And I looked at it. I said, I don't know quite what they're talking about, but you know, I'll just ask Lawson and find out. So have you played with this? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, this is one. It'll be interesting for us to try out. We haven't implemented it yet. We have a standard return policy, but where it might actually be more useful is our warranty policy for our plants. I don't know. It might be require some customization, but that could be an interesting thing for us to try out to manage that, because it is a year long and you have to check the original order and make sure it's been a year or hasn't been a year to be able to redeem that warranty. So that can definitely make it easier for the staff to manage that. We just haven't tried it out quite yet.
And then with Shopify Online Store, man, I love setting up my discounts. Like we all live in retail, you live and die by these discounts. How does it work in POS? Or do you just apply straight price discounts? You apply automatic discounts? What's the approach here?
Yeah, there's all kinds of different types of discounts. And Shopify has been adding more and more discounts. At the very beginning when we launched Shopify POS, they didn't have as much options, but they are adding more and more as we go. And one of the more unique ones that they've added recently is buy X, get Y. And so, you know, think BOGO, buy one, get one free. But our marketing team, I have some notes from them as far as how much they use this, because they love it. It could be buy four, get one free, a specific category, or buy three of this category and get one of this category, to the extent that there's complementary products. And so it provides the ability to get granular on if we are overstocked in a specific area. We have the product type field, but also meta fields that are able to generate very specific collections and say, we want to move this product. And we have found that this buy X, get Y feature, the discount type, has allowed us to move more product quickly. Because if you just say 30% off, then they might buy one or two. But if you say buy three, get one, then you're moving four. And our marketing team believes strongly that the word free is very powerful.
I would agree.
So if you say buy two, get one free, it's much more enticing than it is to just say you'll get 30% off.
Yeah, buy one, get one free is way better than buy two, get both 50% off.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so I get that. And you know what's unique? You are selling largely living things.
That's right.
And so it adds just I want to note here, it adds an extra layer of complexity to inventory management.
That's
knowing how old something is, how long it's been out. You know, I can't imagine. It sounds like a big pain, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
Today I can walk into my gas station, I can use Tap to Pay, but someone walking around being able just to ring me up wherever I am, that's still fairly unique in retail.
Definitely.
So do you just blow customer minds regularly when whoever could just ring them up and they can go like right where they're standing? Like, am I going to get arrested walking out here?
Yeah.
That's how I feel at the Apple store.
For sure. And I feel like customers that are loyal to us and keep coming back, they see the difference. It's like, wow, I don't have to wait in that long line that we talked about earlier. And you even just pull out this iPhone with this cool setup out of your pocket, and it's like, wow, that's pretty cool. And they see, you know, that we're trying to innovate on the customer's behalf to make their experience better. And I will say, you know, that's something that we're super excited to be jumping on the Shopify train, the Shopify POS bandwagon specifically, because Shopify, you know, it's in their blood to provide for the entrepreneur, for the little guy, right? But more and more, they have enterprise-grade software. So, you know, we actually have Wayfair across the street. I don't know if you saw their new retail store. So whether it's them or the Targets, the Walmarts, or fill-in-the-blank big box store, a lot of them have this mobile technology, but they probably spent millions and millions of dollars building a custom solution. Whereas we're able to just grab Shopify POS off the shelf, and right away, you're able to have this innovative technology. The Shopify is constantly updating. It's literally like an app on your iPhone, and every other week, they're rolling out new updates. It's actually hard to keep up with. Some of these features I haven't even used yet because it's just so much. But it allows us to be competitive with the big boys that have the big budget and add a budget, right? So we're super excited going forward how that's going to continue to develop. And one of the inflection points recently is Shopify POS UI extensions. So in the e-commerce world, that's like checkout UI extensions. And so this is the ability to extend the functionality of the POS with apps. But you're able to build it more deeply into the functionality of the POS system itself. So it's early days with that, but we already have some apps that we're using. For example, for our delivery services, we use a tool called Zapiet, not to be confused with Zapier, which is also a cool tool. And then we have a Shop Fields is another one. We're able to just fill out questions for the delivery, or we do planting services. In Zapier, you select the delivery date. So all of that is seamlessly built into the workflow of POS. But I think we're just scratching the surface. I think there's the Shopify ecosystem of partners are starting to turn their attention more to POS, whereas there's very robust functionality and tons of apps for the online store. But it's just starting to make its way into POS. So that's the vision. And whether it's AI or whatever game-changing technology, product recommendations that you might see on your modern e-commerce site, that's now all possible within an iPhone that the sales associate can hold. So I think the possibilities are endless as far as how the store experience can continue to innovate, and Shopify is going to be on the front of that, and we are by extension of that. So,
all right. So, lastly, I want to know if I'm a retailer and I'm POS curious. Mm-hmm. I probably already use Shopify for my online store, but there's a lot of advantage to having that unified tech stack
for sure.
Especially when it's genuinely omnichannel, and Shopify lets you do that. POS and online store become spokes in this wheel that is your retail business. And then Shopify is the hub for that. What advice would you give to other retailers looking at adopting POS?
I would say threefold. Firstly, get the hardware right. Secondly, get the back-end system right. And thirdly, get the training right. So the hardware, I mentioned we had a lot of different permutations that we had with our setup until we finally found the right one. POS Go is probably a great thing to look at. It doesn't work for us for some very specific reasons, like it's Wi-Fi only. And we found that Wi-Fi doesn't really work for us with iPhones because the iPhone's moving around and it tethers to an access point. And then once you go behind the corner, you all of a sudden lose connection, and then you lose this $1,000 sale with 30 products that you rang up.
Oh, so you run these off cell data.
That's right.
Hmm.
We pivoted to that because the Wi-Fi for some reason doesn't work. And
well, you're covering a huge space. It's indoor, right. Outdoor, and you're dealing with things that can really absorb radio frequency, like bushes and evergreens, and probably like cinder block and stuff. Oh no, you're going to get me started on Wi-Fi networking, which I know way too much about. All right. I did not expect that. Okay.
It's literal cell phones that we're using. So we have all kinds of other apps, and that's the other consideration with the hardware is, we use Microsoft Teams for internal communication. We use Zendesk for our communication to our customers, and the POS Go device only runs Shopify POS. So that's one of the reasons that we decided to use iPhones, because we have all that different functionality in one device. If you're a retailer implementing Shopify POS, POS Go is an easy plug and play thing to use, but consider using an iPhone or a combination of iPhone and iPad like we have. There's all kinds of different ways to do it, but the key will be talking with your staff, things that people that have experience with talking with customers and try to make sure it works. And don't be afraid to test things out and swap out as the technology changes. So then you want to get the backend system right. So we have Acumatica for that. That's an ERP system that Shopify has partnered with. They partner with other ERP systems. Shopify sort of realized that they're not going to provide that backend accounting, robust inventory management processes in Shopify POS. So that's why they partner with these ERP programs. To the extent that you're a smaller retailer that has a smaller catalog, there are some apps that are lightweight inventory management. And it might be, you know, a QuickBooks for accounting that you might plug in. But my point there is to not forget about that. Don't just implement the POS system and forget about the downstream effects, because your accountant might be mad at you for all the reconciliation they're going to need to do.
Maybe a lot of bookkeeping work later.
That's right. That's right.
And when you don't get it right the first time, ask me how I know.
Yeah, right. And then the third piece would be getting training right. You know, we create all kinds of training videos, but I think I mentioned this before, Shopify rolls out features every other week, and sometimes it's too much for us to keep up with. And so you'll train your staff on a specific process, and all of a sudden they change the interface. So you're like, someone calls me up and says, where did the XYZ button go? I'm like, oh, it's right here. Wait a second. No, it's not. Oh, they changed that. Okay. So, and I believe that they change it for a good reason. It makes the workflow better at the end of the day, but you got to be on top of that, and you can't leave your staff out to dry. You need to set them up with the tools for success for your, you know, unique selling situation.
I want to check it out. Let's go try to buy something.
Yeah, let's do it.